Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates. Today, we're joined by Adrian Pozzo, CEO of property investor and developer Cbus Property, for an update on the latest property market trends in Australia. Adrian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Rachel. Much appreciated. It's great to be here.
Wonderful to have you with us. And you know, Adrian, I was reading a really interesting article in the Sydney Morning Herald, I believe it was, this week, and it was titled, House Prices Were Expected to Fall, Now They're Tipped for a Record Rise. And that's, of course, referring to the Australian property market. And the author then went on to question, what's going on? So, Adrian, what's happening with the Australian property market at the moment?
It's quite frightening, Rachel. You're right, you're spot on. If we had spoken during COVID, it was going to bottom out and there was going to be a massive decrease in land and housing prices and apartment pricing. But since Christmas, thereabout, they've just flown. It's been an incredible surge in activity. There's massive demand for housing. And with interest rates being where they are at the moment, which you could potentially get a home loan in Australia for around the 2%, it's never been a better time to buy. And if we then include all the government stimulus, both at federal level and state level, with first home buyers concessions and stamp duty concessions and so forth, the market is back to boom time. Is that a good thing? I'm a bit frightened of where it could go, because the whole reason for the stimulus at state level and federal level was for the first home buyer market, so people could get actually into the housing market. And a lot of these people now are getting, unfortunately, they're missing out.
I see. So what's driving this, Adrian? Because in other reports, I saw that ANZ economists expect a surge in house prices. I mean, that's what we've been talking about. But it says it's of as much as 17% nationally this year. And that's quite a significant growth number that we're looking at. 17% is not a small number to be sniffed at when it comes to property prices. So what's this linked to? I mean, is it a result of that stimulus or those incentives that you mentioned? Or is this also linked with, you know, we've seen COVID-19 vaccines being rolled out across the globe? Is that having a positive impact on sentiment as well?
I think it's all of the above. And in addition to that, we've gone back to the what we call FOMO, the fear of missing out. And people are paying top dollar to get into the market because, as we spoke before, at an interest rate of 2%, when once upon a time interest rates used to be in the high double digit, in the 19-20%, which was a long time ago. At 2%, the borrowing capacity is there. A lot of people have their jobs. And it's just an incredible resurrection of people buying into the market. And it's not only the housing, the apartment market. We've had a massive kick up in our portfolio in respect to sales. Granted, a lot of first home buyers, but we're also building premium product that is walking off the shelves, which is really fantastic for the economy, fantastic for property, as we've had a lull for 12 months and not been able to do much. But there has been a massive uptick.
And taking a look at your portfolio, Adrian, because Cbus Property, your portfolio includes major investments and developments in the commercial, retail, residential sectors. And I believe your portfolio is currently sitting at about 5 billion Aussie dollars. So which sectors do you see experiencing the most growth? Are we mainly looking at residential, or what's happening in the commercial and retail sectors as well?
Well, in the commercial sector, premium quality product is still transacting, not only in respect to leasing, but also in respect to sales. We sold a one-third share in One Bligh Street in Sydney, which we transacted last week, and it was transacted to a fund that is will be co-owned by Dexus and one of your companies in Singapore, Mercatus, who took a 90% interest in that vehicle. So there is still money coming in from overseas, which is sourcing premium product in respect to office, commercial office towers. In respect to residential, we are in the apartment market. We also build townhouses and terraces as distinct from house and land packages. But we're shy of stock, to put it politely, because the resurgence in the market has kicked off our apartment sales incredibly over the last 3 months. And we are currently, in the next month or so, we're releasing a site, 101 apartments in the middle of the Sydney CBD, and we're also releasing another 200 apartments in Randwick, and we've got our Epping development in out of Sydney, which is three towers, of which we've only got 200 left. So the market is absolutely going gangbusters for us. It's finding new opportunities because at the moment people still aren't transacting for developable sites. So we're looking for opportunities to continue that surge in the industry.
We're speaking with Adrian Pozzo, CEO of Cbus Property. Adrian, tell me then, because you mentioned where those apartments are located, where is the most demand that you're seeing for property, whether it's residential or commercial? Are we looking at the central district?
You're looking mainly on the eastern seaboard, which is the markets in Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne. Perth has kicked off again. And Adelaide's steady as she goes, as it's always been. So it's mainly the eastern seaboard. And COVID has brought another dimension of where people live, just for the simple fact that we've now worked out that we can work at home. We were all flexible pre-COVID, but flexibility has now gone to the next level. And, you know, people that were driving an hour and a half to get to work, there is no longer any need to do that. So people are happy not commute on a daily basis. And therefore, the people that were currently looking for housing are happy to go out at also that distance because they don't need to be in the middle of the CBDs for 5 days per week whilst their working environment has changed dramatically. So there's been a, call it a structural shift, and that's where the demand is. So Sydney, the CBDs of Brisbane, Sydney and Melbourne are still transacting, but it's the call it the inner ring and the outer ring that is where you're seeing this demand, where pricing could be anything between 15 and 20% up from last year's pricing.
And you mentioned earlier the transaction with a Singapore investor for one of your properties. As we see international borders reopen, what does this mean for overseas investors? What shifts have you seen within the market there? Are you seeing more attention coming in from international investors?
There was a little lull last year during COVID, but there was still money coming into the country. And we foresee more money coming into the country. Just on the basis that we're, if I can call it COVID-free or COVID just about free, our political system, federal and state, are pretty stable. And it's just a safe haven at the moment for property. And so we believe that there'll be more money flowing into Australia.
What other property trends are you looking out for in the year ahead then? Although I know that you've seen a huge shift within the property market in Australia, as we've spoken about just now, but what other shifts in demand are you expecting and should potential investors in the Australian property market be looking out for?
I think, as I said before, and Mercatus singled it out perfectly, it's premium office to commercial offices in the probably on the eastern seaboard. So that will continue, hopefully, to trend up a tad because they're pretty stable and their income is pretty secure with respect to their tenants. Housing, you know, the Reserve Bank, the Governor of Reserve Bank stated in Australia that it's unlikely that interest rates will move until 2024. So people have got the confidence to go out into the market and buy property in respect to residential. So that's still, we're in undersupply, unfortunately, in residential. So there'll be a demand for residential. Retail will come back. It's just a matter of re-engineering and restructuring what is retail in Australia. And industrial is a booming market at the moment. So industrial, if you're buying property industrial-wise, it's very expensive just because the demand of imports coming into country and call it online shopping, to put it politely, that's been a real kicker in Australia. So people have realised that they don't need to go to the bricks and mortar retail centres. You can do it at a push of a button.
And some of us perhaps more so than we should be.
Yeah, well, you can tell my family that too. Would you mind? Yeah.
Well, Adrian, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. It's been wonderful to hear from you in terms of what's happening with property trends in Australia.
Thanks, Rachel. Much appreciated.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Adrian Pozzo, CEO of Cbus Property, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.